Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
012-334-1322, zivuliwe incingo uma uthanda ukushera iswi okukhona nje uNkulunkulu akubeke enhlizweni yakho ongathanda ukuthi abazalwani bayizwe lento oyizwayo uNkulunkulu ayikhuluma nawe. O ubuya enkonzweni o nibuya ku camp benhlangene ningabazalwane uyazi ukuxoxwa nisherelana amazwi nathi sicelo sisherele ungashaya nange WhatsApp call ku 0781400778 noma uthumele i voice note ku 0826572729 unga texta kuyona leyo number 0826572729 noma uthumele ku Telegram the same number 0826572729 kwamanje silalele la umfundisi uShon Sithlari nangu ke esherela izwi.
Greetings to you me Bamanhlapo and your beautiful listeners. I greet you today in the mighty name of God of Holy Spirit, the Father and God the Son. I greet you all in the mighty name of our living God. Mama Nhlapo, if you may permit me, I have only 3 verses today to share with you. Let us all read from the book of Genesis 50 verse 17. Luke 7 verse 49. It talks about the power of forgiveness as it can heal. And Luke 5 verse 17, that's where God did plead with men to forgive. And then when you go into the book of Genesis 50 verse 17, it talks about restoring the broken relationship. If you may permit me, Mama Nhlapo, and allow me to read quickly the scripture from Genesis 50 verse 17. This is a message given to Joseph. And the message seems like it was not easy for Joseph's heart. But because he knew that God has spoken and the will of God is the will of God. And then, Mama Nhlapo, it reads, please, Joseph, forgive your brother's transactions and their sins, the suffering they've caused you. Therefore, please forgive the wrongs or transactions of your servants of the Lord of your father. Joseph, he cried, he wept when this message came to him. But I like Mama Nhlapo today about this scripture. It talks about forgiveness. It talks about the power of forgiveness. In the book of Luke 7 verse 47, it tells and teaches us that forgiveness can heal. It can heal. And in the book of Luke 5, 17, that's when God plead with men to forgive. Mama Nhlapo, Joseph, he wept when this message came to him. Maybe because of, in a carnal mind, Joseph, when he recalled the things that his brothers has done to him, maybe when he calls about the pain that he went through because of his brothers, maybe when he recalls about the sufferings, all the things, betrayal that he has endured because of his brother's greediness and his brother's hatred toward him, he wept. But because of he's a man who understands the power of the word of God, he could not stand against the weight that came to him and say, Joseph, forgive your father's sins against you. Mama Nhlapo, I know many people are so angry due to different things that happened to their lives because of betrayal. And because of this and that and that. But today, Mama Nhlapo, I fully understand, Huri, forgiveness It is a spiritual gift. It is a spiritual fruit. Not anybody can receive the true and indeed forgiveness. How tswarela kaniti, you need to know forgiveness. It is a spiritual thing. Because whatever that bound on ground, you also sign in heaven. Whatever that you're doing, yeah, you do the things of spirit are things of holy heavens. How tswarela motho, you become healed. You allow the living spirit of God to dwell and to live in you. The healing, it comes as a package when you forgive. When you forgive, forgiveness is meant to restore a broken heart. God of salvation, when he was hanging there on the cross, he wept and he says to God, Father, 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 forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The spiritual meaning of forgiveness, the spiritual meaning, he understood the fruit of the Spirit, that forgiveness, it is indeed a fruit of the Spirit. Because, Mama Nhlapho, when you forgive somebody, you are healing yourself. You are blessing your own self. You are restoring peace. You are restoring salvation. You give new birth to the new ways. You rise the dying sun in you. You bring warmth. You bring prosperity. You bring success. You bring blessings when you forgive others. This week, when they reached Joseph, he wept, for he was told, Joseph, tswarela baina bahao. Then he cried. But we can go down with the scripture and you'll see what happened after the man has forgiven and forget. The power and the living spirit of God find a suitable place in your heart. It finds a suitable place in your soul. It finds a suitable place in your home, and your family become blessed. In conclusion, restore a broken heart. Joseph, he received the message that says to him, forgive others, forgive your brothers, forgive the wrong things they done to you. Luena, they are things that you need to let go. You need to let go and allow the living spirit of God to live within you. May the living spirit of Father, the living Holy Spirit, mighty Holy God, the living Spirit of Holy, mighty Holy Spirit, the living Spirit of Holy, mighty Yeshua, God of our salvation, the one who died on the cross for you and I, live in you and learn from him. When he says, forgive them. And above that all, we know in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus Christ, he spoke about forgiveness. Forgive others their trespasses, as you love God to forgive your trespasses. Forgiving, it is a spiritual fruit. When you forgive somebody, forgive them in true spirit, in true heart, in true soul, so that the living spirit of God can bless you. For in the book of Psalms 103, God says, when I forgive you, I take your sin as far as east is apart from west. That means God forget it at all. So we are in the image of God. We can do the same. May God bless you abundantly, now and forever. Amen and amen and amen.
The power of forgiveness. Re a leboga thata Moruti Sean Setlhare. Siyabonga nanga ma scriptures o shirele wona. Genesis 50 verse 17. Luke 7 verse 49. Narapa ku Luke 5 verse 17. Asiphinde silalele futhi omunye umyalezo na uphuma la kumama. Ngaphambi kokuthi ngiyekuyena Ukani mambo uthi siyabonga ngezwi ku Pastor Sean Setlhare.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.